Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to others of like precious faith, disciples, or learners, as the word means, who are being instructed by the God of all grace. Our scripture reading is from chapters 6 and 7 of Genesis, concerning Noah and the ark God instructed him to make. You may be thinking that this is a somewhat inappropriate subject on which to base a message of comfort or encouragement, but we need to keep in mind that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Let us read a few verses from these chapters in Genesis and observe the unmistakable way in which our security in the Lord Jesus Christ is foreshadowed in the ark which sheltered Noah and his family from the waters of judgment. We read from Genesis chapter 6 and verse 14. Genesis 6:14. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. Chapter 7 and verse 11. Genesis 7 and verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, into the ark. They, and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. First of all, we note from verse 14 of chapter 6 that the ark was to be coated within and without with pitch or resin. The Hebrew word for pitch it, used here in this verse, originally meant to cover, but the subsequent usage of it in the Old Testament bears the meaning of propitiation. In this aspect, therefore, the ark was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, because both Paul in Romans chapter 3 and verse 25 and the Apostle John in his first epistle refer to him as the propitiation for our sins. And as the ark protected Noah and his family from the waters of judgment, so the precious blood of Christ saves us from the wrath to come. Listen to Romans chapter 5 and verses 8 to 11. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement or reconciliation. Verse 16 of Genesis chapter 6 tells of a window and a door in the ark. What loving wisdom of our God in ordaining that the window should be above. That stopped those eight persons in the ark from looking anywhere else but upward. What a lesson for us who are in Christ. If we look around on the world today, with all its sin and sorrow, we become distracted. If we look within at our own hearts, so prone to wander, we are apt to despair. Our only hope is to keep looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. I am reminded of that lovely verse in Psalm 34. They looked unto him and were lightened or radiant. And point is given to that thought as we discover that the Hebrew word used for that window in the ark is translated over 20 times in the Old Testament as noon or noonday. We remember that when Moses came down from Mount Sinai and the presence of God, his face shone bright as the noonday sun, so that he had to cover his face with a veil. Close contact and communion with the Lord day by day is bound to have an uplifting and brightening effect on the whole of our lives. We are reminded of yet another Old Testament passage, Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son, S-U-N, Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in his wings. Now as to the door in the side of the ark, verse 16 of Genesis 6, in verse 16 of the following chapter, we are told that the Lord shut that door with his own omnipotent hand, and no one could go in or out without him. Twice in chapter 10 of John's Gospel, the Lord Jesus is quoted as saying, "I am the door." You may have heard the little couplet, "One door and only one, and yet its sides are two, the inside and the outside. On which side are you?" Later, in chapter 14 and verse 6 of John's Gospel, the Lord said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So he is the only door, the only way in. Incidentally, Genesis chapter 7 and verse 16 is the first mention in Scripture of a shut door, and it should be noted that it is in connection with salvation. But it is a solemn thought that in shutting or in, everyone else was shut out. There is a comment on this in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7, where it is said that Noah prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And of course, the cross of Christ has exactly the same contrasting effect. It is salvation to the believer, but condemnation to the unbeliever. The first epistle to the Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18 comes to mind, where Paul writes, "For the preaching of the cross is to those that are perishing foolishness, but unto those who are being saved, even us, it is the power of God." I think we may ponder reverently on the fact that centuries later there was a more wonderful flood, when a Roman spear opened the Saviour's side as he hung there on Calvary's tree, and forthwith came there out blood and water. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains.